Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you in. It's episode 46 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We do it weekly. Talk Bridgeport Indians athletics here on BridgeportIndians.com. Thanks for joining us. Great time of the year. All fall sports are now underway at Bridgeport High School cross country. The last to get started on Saturday night, and they did so in an exciting way, heading down to the night run down at Cabell Midland High School just outside of Huntington this weekend, and came back with some pretty impressive results. We'll talk cross country with Nathaniel Luch Lutens, their head coach, coming up in just a couple minutes. Soccer had a great weekend as well. We'll tell you about that. Football got off to a tremendous start as well on Friday night in Buchanan. JV also in action on Monday night. So lots to get to in our whip around. We'll give you the results of the weekend and also set the next week for Bridgeport Indians athletics. But first, let's do some cross country running talk with the head coach of the cross country teams, boys and girls, at Bridgeport High School. Nathaniel Luch Lutens joins us on Tribe Talk, the podcast, and heading down to Cabell Midland this weekend. I know it's always a fun and a unique experience for the kids to kick off the season running under the lights in Cabell County.
Yeah, it was a great way to start our season. We don't do it every single year because it's a night run down at Cabell Midland. So we get back really late if we go. But we decided this year is a good year to kick it off. It's where the state meet is run. And so, we went down there and we raced. They had AAA and Quad A schools together. And so, both our boys and girls teams did quite well, we thought. Our girls team was fourth and got beat by three Quad A schools. And then our boys team was fifth and also got beat by three Quad A schools, as well as Elkins, who actually won the whole thing on the boys' side.
So when you go into a season and into this first meet, is there some mystery for you, or do you have a pretty good idea based on last year's times about where you should be?
Both, if that's an okay answer. So mystery in the sense that we had, especially on the girls' side, we returned two girls, Michaela DeMoss and Ashley McBrayer, who qualified for the state meet last year. And so we knew they were coming back and going to be really strong. But we also added quite a few new girls, including some that we had out for track. And then also we changed classes because they didn't have a quad A with cross country last year. So we were competing against completely different competition than we are now. And so, we were very much didn't know totally what to expect. And then same thing on the boys' side. We graduated a couple on the girls' side. We graduated like half of our varsity on the boys' side. So there were definitely a lot of moving pieces coming into the season, for sure.
So tell me a little bit about this club. I know we've touched on a couple of the returners on both sides, I know that the expectations are high for a very good postseason once we get there in October.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with the girls just because they're top of mind for me at the second. On Saturday evening, Aria Solario was our top runner, which we thought there was a good chance she would be, and she ran very well. She was fourth overall in that meet, and that meet consisted of most of the better competition in AAA. There were a few schools missing, but most of the good AAA schools were there, and then quite a few of the good Quad A schools were there as well. And so she ran very well right out of the gate. We also had Isla Tobri and Beth Denkowitz on our varsity, and they both looked really good. And honestly, we don't know how things shake out, but we fared very well against the other good AAA schools down there on the girls' side. So, we're pretty excited and kind of anxious to see how things will go. We had a lot of moving pieces. And then similarly, on the boys' side, Troy Zorick is finally back to at least being really close to himself, and he's back to fully training. We didn't really have him last fall. And so he's back, and several other good runners. We have the two Northy boys, Graham and William, Both looking pretty good. Graham has taken some steps forward, and William looks pretty good as well. The other night he was kind of coming off of a just being slightly banged up, so he ran a little slower to kind of manage his effort in that event. Parker Muncy looks like he's going to take a step forward this fall. And then really on both sides, boys and girls, we've got quite a few younger athletes who are really kind of knocking on the door of varsity and pushing our team up from the bottom. So yeah, we're anticipating a good season. We don't know exactly where it goes as it comes to the postseason, but we've got some high hopes, and yeah, we'll see what happens.
So, question, interest of full disclosure, I'm a non-runner. Even when I was younger, that was the one thing I hated about any sport was having to run. But
Sure. Yeah.
how do these athletes train for cross country? Street running, flat surface is one thing, but obviously it's much different once you get, into the country, if you will, and dealing with,
Right.
the different terrain in the hills.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we do. If you drive around Bridgeport, you'll see us. We're running around on the sidewalks and whatnot a good bit. That's where we had them get a lot of the base mileage. But in terms of the focus training, we do a fair amount of it on trails and on grass. And there's a if you're in Bridgeport City Park, there's a field up behind that used to be a lacrosse field. We'll do some of our workouts up there so that it's kind of bumpy and it's on grass and different things. So yeah, we do a lot of that. There's a good couple of good hills in the city park as well that we'll do for hills because, unlike track where you can do all of your speed training on a track because every track's going to be the same. In cross country, yeah, you're right. You're covering a lot of different terrain and grades and different things. So yeah, they're all over the place. But they're out on the streets a good bit as well.
The one thing I've always admired about cross country athletes is it's not a sport that you can like. You have to love it in order to be good at it and really stick with it because it does take a lot of buy-in, right?
Absolutely. And honestly, one of the biggest things we talk about, I just kind of ran through a little bit of our roster, and on the girls' side, we got some young ones who are really good. But at the same time, we tell them pretty consistently, hey, if you want to really get to your potential, everyone's potential is a little different, but if you want to know what yours is, it's going to take a year of really kind of buying in and running consistently. And that means, in the summertime running when it's hot, and that means in the wintertime running when it's cold. And it really, like we tell them, if you do that for a whole calendar year, then we'll have a pretty good idea of where you're headed in this thing. And so, yeah, that's kind of it. Does take a lot of you described it as you can't just like it, you got to love it. Absolutely. And most of our athletes, to be totally honest, I do a lot of coaching and whatnot, but a lot of what I do is encouraging and coming alongside them and just reminding them, yep, you're going the right direction. Keep going. You're doing the right things. And because we really have an excellent group. So, yeah, that's the main thing they need.
So in terms of schedule, I know that due to some advancement at the bridge, and sometimes growth comes with some unfortunate consequences. But I know the Indian Run is something that is a signature event for the cross country team that won't be happening this year because of the course disruption. But look forward to
Correct.
that returning. But so you guys are going to be road warriors literally all season long. Starting again, we mentioned Cabell Midland, but coming up this weekend down in Wood County in Mineral Wells at Woodbridge.
So yeah, as you said, we're gonna be on the road all fall, and we're pretty excited about that. I told the team and also our parents when we had a meeting a little while back that one of my goals when we're setting up the schedule is, we look at what we've got and who we've got on the team and kind of if we had to guess what direction we might be going, what we might be able to accomplish. And this year we kind of set out myself and the assistant coaches, we're like, hey, let's pick a schedule that's challenging to the point where by the time we get to the end of the season, no stage will be too big. And so yeah, we'll be on the road. We're going to some meets that will provide some pretty stiff competition, and we're excited about that. It gives us a chance to kind of see what we're up against and also, kind of know what do we got to keep doing? What do we got to keep working on? One of the beautiful things about cross country is, it's not just like a sport where you're playing one team at a time. You know, the meet the other night, there were, I don't know, a couple dozen schools that ran down at Cabell Midland, and it'll be similar. Yeah, this weekend when we go over the Parkersburg area and run that Chick-fil-A Invitational. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we're approaching this season, and we're excited to see kind of where that leads.
I certainly appreciate your time. Best of luck this season, off to a great start, and we'll be following you, of course, here at BridgeportIndians.com.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, Luch. We'll do the whip around after this timeout.
It might be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500 Bighorns up to 13 grand off MSRP or 1.9% financing for 72 months. New Jeep Wranglers also 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade.
New ownership,
improved process,
better deals.
Last chance to make this the summer event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com. See dealer for complete details.
All right, let's get you updated what's happening around Bridgeport High School. First, results. JV football defeated Kaiser on Monday night at Wayne Jamison Field, 37-0. Boys soccer team continued their hot start to the season. They went down south this weekend, defeated Oak Hill on Friday night, 5-0, came back and shut out Greenbrier East and Fairley on Saturday, 2-0. Girls soccer team kicked off their season as well. Back on Friday night, falling at Hedgesville 5-2, but they rebounded for a 4-0 victory at Jefferson on Saturday. All right, coming up this week, the girls' golf team is in action at Woodbridge Country Club in Mineral Wells coming up on Tuesday. Also, the volleyball team is in action on Tuesday night at Beckley Woodrow Wilson. Wednesday, the Bridgeport freshman football team will kick off their campaign as they'll take on Robert C. Byrd at Byrd Stadium at 6 p.m. Thursday, the golf team is at East Fairmont's. Also on Thursday, girls' soccer visits Fairmont Senior, and the boys' soccer team will also play at Fairmont Senior at East-West Stadium in a doubleheader at 6 and 8 p.m. On Thursday night, also, volleyball team will be at Philip Barber. Friday, Heritage Virginia from Lynchburg comes to Wayne Jamison Field for the season home opener at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, girls soccer will host Wheeling Park at noon, and the boys team will head to Beckley Woodrow Wilson at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That's going to do it for this episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.